It's Repeat It or Delete It. We're in week 6. In the studio with me, I have Jackson Kelly. How's it going, sir?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. It smells like Lysol in here. I don't know if you can smell it, but I sprayed the crap out of the studio, which should make you feel better because the studio is now germ-free.
Well, maybe you won't smell me. I stink.
So. Okay, well.
Been working on
it. I knew that was, you were coming in. No, not really. Okay, so you are, what do you play? What do you sing? What do you do for
I guess guitarist.
Okay.
Everything but the drummer, I guess you could
wow.
say. You know, the songwriter, the guitarist, the bassist. There's some organ in some of the tracks.
Wow, impressive.
So everything, I guess. Producer, too. I produce the album or the demo, whatever you're going to call it.
EP?
Yeah, EP.
I don't know. That sounds classier,
well,
I think. I don't know.
One of the tracks we can't actually officially release on the demo because we don't have the copyright for it. So
Is it a cover?
Yeah, it's a cover of a Junior Kimbrough tune. Most people don't know who Junior Kimbrough is. He's an old blues guy from down south. There's kind of been a resurgence of the, like, there used to be the Sondhouse, Robert Johnson types. I don't know if you've heard of them, but Junior Kimbrough is kind of like bringing that back. And there's this label called Fat Possum down south that's like really big into that blues resurgence thing. And
your band is originally from Salt Lake, though, correct?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, you're not from here, but there's a little town in Ephraim where we went to school.
Sounds familiar. Okay.
We went to college together there, and that was where we met. And we were like listening to the Black Keys one day, and I was like, man, I could do this. I need a drummer. And he's like, I'll do it.
Okay.
He'd never played drums before, and he's like, I'll do it. I'm like, okay, you need a drum kit. And then the next day, he went down to a town called Nephi, which is like an hour away from Ephraim. Ephraim's in the middle of nowhere. So we went and bought this like $100 really crappy kit, and we started putting tunes together. And like I said, he'd been playing drums for like maybe a month.
Wow, I hate him.
He's going to love you for saying that because he's always like, man, I suck. Which, I mean, there was other, you know, more technically skilled drummers I could have played with at college because that's what I studied at college was music. So I was in the jazz scene and I had all these, you know, amazing jazz drummers, but I was like, I didn't really want that in the sound. And I've told him that many.
You want a little dirty?
Yeah, we wanted it to be, you know, off, not the White Stripes are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Meg, you hear a lot of her drumming, it's just boom, cha, boom, cha. I was like, dude, you got to do that. Just play simple.
So is blues, I don't exactly know how to categorize it, but, you know, the Black Keys sound, I know what that sound is in my head, and I know White Stripes. Is that a big thing in this area?
In Salt Lake and Idaho? Not really.
I don't think it is either.
Well, even if you listen to the track we submitted, it's not really a... So he wrote that progression and he was like, dude, we need a ballad. Because we've been writing all... If you listen to our EP, demo, whatever you want to call it, a lot of it is like hard rock, bluesy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Very Black Keys, like you said. So we just sat down and wrote that ballad. he gave me the chord progression. I sat down and started writing out the lyrics. This track's not really that blues oriented, but
so how old are you, may I ask?
21.
21, all right.
In March.
What about Justin? How old is he?
21 as well.
I think he's pretty young.
His birthday's in January or something.
And you have a real job? Very nice.
I know.
Very nice.
Most musicians don't.
So the song we're gonna hear, it's called Someday. Can you tell me what it's about?
That's tough. It's blues based, really. It's because there's a number of things. It's not just, you know, a certain subject. There's a bunch of themes throughout the lyrics, you know, like we're going to get out of this place. We used to talk about leaving. We used to talk about doing this and that. There's a couple lines where you're talking about going to the gigs and all the hardships of life, really.
Okay.
Nothing specific. People are always coming up and like, oh, is this song about your girlfriend? Is this song about this? And I'm like, not really.
So what's with the band's name? What does that mean? JoJo and the Missionaries?
Well,
Where's it come from?
We're from Utah. And
okay.
You know how...
Okay, Missionaries. All right, I got it. Okay, a little slow. Okay.
So, we were just like sitting around brainstorming. After we cut the demo, we were like, oh, dude, we need a band name. That came after, if you can believe that.
Okay, no, that makes...
And
I heard that a bunch.
I came up with that. I was like, dude, we could be the Missionaries and we could... You know, dress up like missionaries for our show.
When you go to the shows,
we wanted it to be a blues based punk band, so we still wanted to have the essence of punk rock in there. And then JoJo was just my girlfriend's dog. So we just threw that in there.
It's
this old fat blind dog, and we're like, dude, JoJo would sound so good before the Missionaries.
The lightning round questions.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
It's easy. So, what's your favorite color?
Mine's green, definitely.
Green.
Verde, all the way.
All right. A little Spanish in here. All right, are you a dog, cat, or a fish man?
Dog, cat, or fish? Dog, definitely.
Okay. Blonde, brunette.
Like if that was a if it was a rock paper scissors situation, dog would win all the time.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, blonde, brunette, or ginger?
Oh, ginger's all the way.
A little crazy. Okay, you know those female gingers tend to be insane, but in a good way, I think. So.
Yeah, I've heard stories.
I wish I was a ginger, but I'm not. I'm just pale. okay, so if your band, if JoJo and the Missionaries were to headline, where would it play? Who's going to open for you? This is your fantasy.
Like dream show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, I would say probably somewhere in Portland. Crystal Ballroom. That would be cool. It's okay. Not a huge venue, which is what I like about it. But, and who would open for us?
Yeah, they can be dead or alive. This is your fantasy. Bring them back
dead
to life.
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would say the Doors, just because I want to see Jim Morrison freak out on stage.
Yeah, I would throw my underwear at him still to this day, so.
I would throw him mine. I don't know.
Whatever, I think you would understand the love. Okay, one more question for you. Who is your favorite fellow local band? Maybe someone who's maybe just another local band in your area who you just love, who you just want to go and see their show.
There's this band from, I think they're from Provo, Utah. They're called Desert Noises.
Okay.
I don't know the guys too well. I've talked to them at like a Twilight Concert Series concert before. They're cool dudes. They're just, you know, whatever. But they're indie, so they're pretty good stuff. I enjoy them a lot. So.
This is Someday by JoJo and the Missionaries. This is JoJo and the Missionaries on Repeat It or Delete It. Vote for us or we'll shoot your eye out.